Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel's Supreme Court amicus brief shows the connection between the FDA-approved abortion pill and eugenics. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is encouraging because this is the first case since the high court overturned Roe and Planned Parenthood versus Casey decisions in 2022 regarding abortion.
Yeah, it's a big case because it involves this policy that the FDA rushed to push and approve this abortion pill drug to allow it to be obtained through mail order. And that is a real problem without having gone through even face-to-face contact with a doctor. You just send it out. There's like lots and lots of organizations and places where you can now order this abortion pill, and you just get it sent to your mailbox. And well, the FDA approved that process.
Right, as well as the FDA illegally removed critical safeguards regarding this drug, mifepristone, and its questionable safety. I mean, people don't realize now that it's become the most common form of abortion, it is less safe than surgical abortions, and women can easily bleed to death alone in their own bathroom.
Yeah, over the last 8 years, the FDA has relaxed numerous restrictions, making it easy to access the drug, most notably by illegally allowing mail order delivery into the hands of pregnant women without in-person doctor visits. And now chemical abortions account for the majority of all abortions in the nation. One-third of those abortions involve African-American women, despite being just 13% of the adult female population. And in addition to that, an estimated 67% of unborn babies diagnosed with Down syndrome are aborted across the country. We argue in this case that the drug is being used to continue the abortion industry's longstanding agenda of targeting, quote, minority and disabled communities for eugenic ends.
Of course, it all goes back to 1916 when Margaret Sanger opened the first illegal birth control clinic. That was her purpose, was to eliminate minority population as well as those who weren't considered, I guess you'd say, perfect, like those with Down syndrome?
Yeah, she wanted to eliminate certain categories of people to create a super race, and it's primarily white Anglo-Saxon type individuals. Caucasian really is what it is. Northern Europeans is what the category, the same ones that Adolf Hitler wanted to create as a super race, thinking that that was the superior gene pool.
And they considered anything else as human weeds.
Yeah, so today 86% of Planned Parenthood's abortion facilities are in or near minority neighborhoods. So Sanger's eugenics legacy is clearly visible in the advent of the use of mifepristone, which is the abortion pill drug. The patent, listen to this, for mifepristone belongs to the Population Council. This is a nonprofit public health research organization with deep ties to eugenics. And when the eugenics movement fell out of favor with the fall of Nazi Germany, John D. Rockefeller III founded the Population Council in 1952 as a means to prevent population growth and advance eugenics. But under different guises, it still uses today, such as reproductive health, reproductive choice, and family planning.
This is such an evil agenda. People don't realize that where this whole abortion pill started was such an evil agenda.
Yeah, it's clearly tied to eugenics. And so that's what our brief does, is it focuses on this area of eugenics, just like what we did in the Dobbs brief that was cited by the U.S. Supreme Court with respect to abortion and eugenics on minority communities, particularly the African American and Hispanic community, and also those who are suffering physical restrictions. After decades of funding and researching population control programs, the Population Council came to possess the patent for mifepristone. So they are the owners of that patent. The drug was developed by the French company Roussel-Euclid. That later donated the rights of the drug to the Population Council after the company was unable to find a buyer. With an opportunity for an inexpensive and widespread abortifacient drug to further its mission, the Population Council facilitated clinical trials, obtained FDA approval in 2000, and identified a manufacturer. During the FDA approval process, the Population Council transferred the rights to produce and distribute mifepristone, or RU486, to Danco Laboratories, a secretive and obscure entity formed in 1995 in the Cayman Islands in return for undisclosed royalties. Danco Laboratories then used the Chinese firm, Hua Lian Pharmaceutical Company, to manufacture the compounds for the drugs. So we asked the question in our brief, why a dangerous abortifacient is owned by the Population Council? And we then answer our own question. The answer is clear. The Population Council's advocacy for the easy availability of mifepristone, despite the drug's serious health risk, derives from the same eugenic ideology that motivated the council's founding. That's what we state in part in our brief.
And that would be eliminating those people who are considered undesirable.
Yeah, and we go on to say, indeed, presenting abortion as a matter of my body, my choice, simply conceals the underlying motive of widespread abortion, shaping the composition of society through selective elimination of preborn persons, and as seen by the Population Council's history and research interest, by emphasizing reproductive freedom, the eugenics agenda is advanced under the guise of promoting women's autonomy without overtly acknowledging the abortion movement's historical connection to population control.
And you know, Matt, I think this education is critical for people to know. This is not just an abortion pill, you know, or birth control. You know, this is about eliminating people. And whether they want to get up there and say protecting women's rights or whatever, this is about eliminating people.
Yeah, we also continue in our brief and we say in the final analysis, allowing the unlawful distribution of mifepristone by mail would enable the Population Council's ongoing experiments on reducing birth rates and eliminating what they consider undesirable persons. So this is really a great brief. I encourage you to go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, but also lc.org/life, because we will post that brief on that website as well, and you'll be able to read it. It is really worth the read. Lots of good research in here. But frankly, I think the thing that is stunning that this brief really reveals, which most people don't reveal or understand, and that is the Population Council goes back to the 1950s, and it was founded by J.D. Rockefeller III, who was a eugenist, and he and others wanted to eliminate certain categories of people. Why? Because they were in the thinking of Charles Darwin when he wrote the book, The Origin of Species, by means of natural selection or the preservation of favored races is the full title.
And you know, what it comes down to is people do not want to be accountable to Yahweh God. So in their own eyes, they try to become their own God.
Well, they want to play God.
Exactly.
Because they have eliminated God in their mind. And so they are the center of the universe. And it is the, quote, survival of the fittest. And in their view, people who are of certain races or ethnicities or mental acuity or physical capabilities, they are less fit than others. And in order to clean out the human gene pool of these undesirable human weeds, and I'm using their words,
right,
you need to eliminate them.
And you have to think, this primarily all goes back to this one woman, Margaret Sanger. Her mother tried to raise her in faith. Her father mocked it, so she went the way of her father. And as a result, this is a legacy that she now leaves, and it continues today.
Well, I think most people don't realize that the so-called morning after pill, you know, they have all kinds of names for it. The pill after the missed period, that's that's what Planned Parenthood sometimes refers to it, or others refer to it. That drug, that mifepristone, that RU486, that abortifacient drug, which is a drug that works after fertilization, after the embryo has been fertilized, it works after that, up to a few weeks after that. That drug is owned by the Population Council, and the ideology of that council is to eliminate certain categories of human people because they don't think they are entitled to human life. So that is really a serious issue, and the FDA was complicit with this. Pray that the Supreme Court upholds the ruling that strikes down the FDA's unlawful approval. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.